Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Clock Fixer's Dilemma. In a small, cluttered shop nestled at the end of Maple Street, Arnold Whittaker, the renowned clock fixer, sat hunched over his workbench. Antique clocks of all shapes and sizes surrounded him, each with its own unique tick and tock, but none more prominent than the infamous cuckoo clock in the corner. This was no ordinary cuckoo clock. Crafted in the Black Forest of Germany, it was a masterpiece, larger than most, with intricate carvings of woodland creatures. However, its cuckoo bird, the centerpiece of the clock, had developed a mind of its own. Instead of announcing the hour, it cuckooed whenever it pleased, filling the shop with its song at the most inconvenient times. Beside the cuckoo clock, perched on a vintage grandfather clock, was Polly, Arnold's vibrant and talkative parrot. Polly was always keen to mimic the sounds around her, and the cuckoo clock was no exception.
"Cuckoo! Cuckoo!"
Polly would squawk, matching the clock's unpredictable cries with perfect timing. "Not again," Arnold groaned, wiping his brow. The cuckoo clock had been sent to him by a rather eccentric collector who assured him that it was haunted. Whether it was true or not, Arnold couldn't help but feel a little unnerved by the clock's erratic behavior, especially with Polly's contributions. "Quiet, Polly," Arnold muttered, trying to concentrate. But Polly merely cocked her head, puffed up her feathers, and replied,
"Cuckoo! Cuckoo!"
louder than before. The cuckoo's interruptions became more frequent, and Polly only seemed to encourage it. Arnold tried everything, adjusting the weights, oiling the gears, even consulting manuals, but the clock remained unruly. Days turned into weeks, and Arnold's patience wore thin. He began talking to the clock and Polly as if reasoning with them would calm the chaos. "Come on now, you need to keep it down," Arnold said one afternoon, his voice weary. Polly tilted her head again and responded,
"Keep it down, keep it down."
The clock seemed to respond by going silent for a full hour, a first in many months. But just as Arnold began to relax into the quiet, the shop exploded with a cacophony of cuckoos, as though the clock and Polly were laughing at his futile attempts. Arnold snapped. He stood up, determined to solve this once and for all. With a newfound resolve, he placed the clock on his workbench and examined it closely. It was then he noticed a small, hidden lever tucked away under the wooden facade. With a gentle nudge, Arnold adjusted the lever, and suddenly, the cuckoo clock whirred to life, its inner workings falling into a predictable rhythm. The cuckoo bird emerged, announcing the hour with a single, melodious call. Arnold exhaled a sigh of relief, the shop finally returning to the peaceful sanctuary he once knew. Though the mystery of the clock's behavior would remain unsolved, Arnold had learned a valuable lesson in patience and persistence. Polly, sensing Arnold's calm, hopped onto his shoulder and nuzzled him affectionately.
"Good clock,"
she chirped, a new phrase to add to her repertoire. From that day on, the cuckoo clock sang only when it was supposed to, and Arnold found a strange fondness for its song. The shop continued to hum with the sound of ticking clocks, but none as dear to Arnold as the once crazy cuckoo clock and his loyal parrot, Polly. As he locked up the shop each evening, he would wave to the clock and chuckle softly to himself. Even in the world of timepieces, there was always room for a little madness and a feathered friend. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.